Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Enjoying Success with Sharon Michaels on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Sharon Michaels of SharonMichaels.com and welcome to Women Enjoying Success. Thank you so much for listening. And I believe that together we can achieve and even exceed our wildest expectations. There is definitely synergy and energy when we come together like this to discuss positive and empowering ways to succeed and enjoy our lives. The goal of this program and every Women Enjoying Success broadcast is to take an empowered look at how today's women are achieving and enjoying success, abundance, and prosperity. Together, we can become even more self-confident, determined, and successful. You can read more about my coaching programs and products at SharonMichaels.com. And of course, check out my goal-achieving paperback and Kindle, 21 Days to Living Your Dreams, a step-by-step approach to achieving your goals and living the life of your dreams, available on Amazon.com. where you can purchase it as a paperback or a Kindle. And if you're buying the Kindle edition, you can download it to your ebook reader immediately. Before we begin, here's my recommendation. Get pen and paper ready, because I know you're going to want to make some notes and jot down a few ahas. Again, I'm Sharon Michaels, and I teach you how to do business successfully. For over 25 years, I've been coaching and mentoring women to greater personal and professional success. And over the years, I've seen firsthand how important it is for us to be in control of our time. In today's fast-paced business world, time management is a huge factor when finding and maintaining balance as a successful woman in business. Goal setting, action plans, to-do lists, all combine to help make the most of your day. But there are a few things to consider. Number one, valuing your time. A vital part of time management is making a conscious decision not to waste time. This means that you're not pursuing time-consuming activities that give you little or no benefit. It also means that in your day-to-day work situations, you aren't going to allow phone calls or drop-ins and unscheduled visits to interrupt your money-making workflow. Here's number two, making an emotional and physical commitment to managing your time. To manage time effectively, there must be an emotional and physical commitment to controlling your time. To manage time effectively, there needs to be a conscious desire to be in charge of your time on a day-to-day basis. It also means that you value each hour in your day and choose to spend them in the most productive ways. So number two is making an emotional and physical commitment to controlling your time. Number three, preparing and planning. Nothing wastes time like lack of focus and direction. Make the time to write your goals and then plan your money-making activities. Part of that planning means anticipating and preparing to handle delays and allowing extra time to accommodate them. If you work with others, let them know your goals and plans so they can schedule their time accordingly. That really goes for family too, doesn't it? If your family knows what your time looks like, ask them to value your time and let them know what you have scheduled in advance. So number three is preparing and planning. Number four is all about knowing your work habits. Do you know how you spend your time? Watch for and eliminate time-consuming habits that waste time and are unproductive. Remember, you control your time and don't allow time to control you. So So number four is know your work habits. Be aware of how you use your time. Number five, being an active problem solver. It's far more productive to be proactive. Spending valuable time being reactive to situations is a waste of time and energy. Being consistently proactive can be a powerful time management and success building tool. So number five is be an active problem solver instead of reacting to the things that are happening around you. Number six, getting the hard work done first. Eliminate procrastination. Start with the difficult work first so you can relax with the easier tasks later. Work that remains undone will emotionally drain you and slow down work progress, especially your day-to-day, hour-to-hour work progress. Procrastination is not only a time waster, it's also an energy drainer, and it also begins to affect your self-confidence and your self-esteem. When you keep putting things off, you're chipping away a little bit each time from your self-confidence and your self-esteem. So number six is getting the hard work done first. Number seven, reviewing your progress. Here's what I do, and I highly recommend it for you. At the end of the day, compare what you have actually finished with what you plan to do, and then ask yourself, did I use my time wisely? Make a note of what worked and how you could have used your time more wisely. Good time management is all about learning from the mistakes and moving on. I remember this saying, if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. So the question becomes, do you like the results you're currently getting with the way you're using your time now? So number seven is reviewing your progress. See what you've done, see what you've put off, see what you keep putting off, and then take a good hard look at why are you putting these tasks off day to day. So let me review the seven time management success tips that I use in my own life. Number one is valuing time. Number two, making an emotional and physical commitment to using your time wisely. Number three is feeling prepared and planning your work days. Number four is knowing your work habits. Number five is being a proactive problem solver. Number six is get the hard work done first. And finally, number seven is reviewing your progress. I've found in my own life and with my coaching clients that the key to great time management is working smart and keeping the important things important. A reminder, you can download and listen to all of the Women Enjoying Success programs 24/7 right here on your computer. They're also available through iTunes under Women Enjoying Success as a free podcast. You can read more about my coaching programs and products at SharonMichaels.com. And of course, check out my Goal Achieving Paperback and Kindle, 21 Days to Living Your Dreams, available on Amazon.com. In fact, check out all of my business and personal development books that I have available as downloadable Kindles on Amazon. Also, keep up with me on Twitter at Sharon Michaels and on Facebook, where I invite you to join the discussion on my Facebook page, Women Enjoying Success. I'm going to leave you with this quotation from Jim Lohr. Boundary setting is really a huge part of time management. This is Sharon Michaels saying, I believe in you. And until next time, enjoy all of your successes. And thank you so much for listening.